From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama emerged from his job summit at the White House to say he's open to every good idea out there to reverse the worst job losses since the Great Depression.
We can't make any ill-considered decisions right now, even with the best of intentions. We're going to have to be surgical, and we're going to have to be creative. We're going to have to be smart and strategic. We'll need to look beyond the old standbys and fallbacks and come up with the best ideas that give us the biggest bang for the buck.
The president met with a group of academics, business executives, and union leaders to help drum up solutions to the widespread unemployment affecting the entire nation. He said progress had been made toward an economic recovery, but added more work needs to be done. Testifying at a congressional hearing for a second four-year term, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told the Senate Banking Committee that the Fed will not let inflation get out of control, but said its main focus now is reducing unemployment. Steve Beckner of Market News International has details.
Bernanke said the Fed must be prepared to tighten monetary policy in a smooth and timely way as the economy recovers. Responding to concerns that record federal deficits might lead to higher inflation, Bernanke vowed the Fed will not monetize the deficit. He said the Fed is committed to price stability, but he said jobs are the issue right now and the most difficult problem the Fed faces. He said that's why the Fed has held interest rates near zero. Enduring sharp criticism from senators, Bernanke said the Fed could have done better in heading off the financial crisis, but defended his record and opposed efforts to trim Fed powers and subject it to more onerous government audits. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Just a few hours into the first day of a two-day NATO meeting, the alliance says members are stepping up with more troops to support President Obama's push in Afghanistan. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
NATO members are prepared to provide more than moral support for the Obama plan. Spokesman James Apatharai opened the foreign minister's meeting by saying he saw clear determination on the part of both alliance members and partners such as Georgia and Ukraine
to support President Obama, not just in terms of rhetoric, but in terms of troops. I can confirm that we have now well over 20 countries.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen predicted pledges of more than 5,000 additional soldiers, a number Apatharai says has already been surpassed. Special Envoy for Afghanistan Richard Holbrooke, in Brussels ahead of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's arrival tomorrow morning, said he was gratified by the support. There's still a severe shortfall in trainers to help get Afghan forces ready to assume responsibility for the country's security. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 15 points to 10,437. The Nasdaq is up 5 points to 2190. From Washington, this is NPR News. Productivity was up in the third quarter by the largest amount in 6 years. At the same time, labor costs fell. While the numbers indicate inflation is under control, they also mean workers' wages are being pushed down. That has analysts raising questions about the strength of the economic recovery. The government reports productivity rose at an annual rate of 8.1% between July and September. The Ohio man accused of killing 11 women and leaving the remains around his Cleveland home pleaded not guilty today by reason of insanity. From member station WCPN, Dan Bobkoff reports.
Anthony Soule pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to all 85 counts against him. These include murder, rape, and assault. Soule appeared in court by video link from jail, where he's being held without bond. Prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty in the grisly case. In order to prove insanity in Ohio courts, J. Dean Caro of the University of Akron says defense lawyers must show that Soule doesn't know the difference between right and wrong.
The legal concept is a person who lacks responsibility cannot be punished for the crime.
Meanwhile, the investigation continues. The FBI used cadaver dogs Wednesday to search a home where Soule lived briefly in the 1980s. They didn't find anything. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.
The House passed a bill today to permanently extend a 45% inheritance tax on estates larger than $3.5 million. Estates smaller than that amount would continue to be exempt from the tax. Married couples could exempt a total of $7 million under the bill. The vote was 225 to 200. The Senate is set to take up similar legislation, but is in the midst of dealing with the health care overhaul. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.